What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we, some of the latest things here in the Republic of Panama. The closures on the main avenues of Panama City and the blockade of the provinces in the interior of the country have left a balance of 67,000 missed appointments that correspond to general medicine and another 60,000 to specialized medicine, without accounting for support services such as laboratory, x-ray, dentistry, nutrition and nursing. This is the calculation made by the Social Security Fund, CSS, after nearly 20 days of intermittent closures due to the rejection of the mining contract signed between the state and Minera Panama. The CSS detailed that of the 175,000 missed appointments, the most affected areas have been the province of Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro and Colón. At this time, we have no indication that the roads will be opened. And given this, we have a population that requires these services. In Panama, we have missed appointments and people go to high-demand specialities that only occur in the capital city, said Dr. Gustavo Santa Maria, National Director of Health Services and Benefits of the CSS, who validated with this the effect of closures for patients living outside the capital city. Santa Maria pointed out that during the weekend it was possible to supply the different health facilities in the provinces of Chiriquí and Bocas del Toro with supplies required by patients with peritoneal dialysis, whose treatment is three times a week. However, he warned that current supplies only cover needs for 10 to 12 days, so more transportation of medicines and supplies will need to be carried out in the future, given that demand persists. The caravan of trucks with agricultural merchandise and other products that left early this Monday, the 13th of November, from David in Chiriquí, managed to cross the Horconcitos, Las Vueltas, and San Lorenzo sectors, having the temporary opening of the Inter-American Highway by a group of indigenous people. The protesters relented and allowed the drivers to continue on their way to the capital. The caravan also managed to cross San Felix, but a few kilometers later, it was stopped. Another group of indigenous people closed the Inter-American Highway near the Chiriquí Oriente Professional Technical Institute in Escorú, the Remedios. Well, at this point, they began cutting down trees to block the road. Meanwhile, the merchandise trucks that left the capital towards Chiriquí managed to pass Tolé and Vigui, despite the refusal of another group of indigenous people. On Sunday night, most of the indigenous bases had agreed to the temporary reopening of Tolé. However, they've also been stranded in Remedios, waiting for the reopening. In Santiago, province of Veraguas, the groups that have remained in the protests against the mining contract also announced that they will continue with the blocked road under the vehicular bridge. Since 6 a.m. on Monday, several sections of the Inter-American Highway in Chiriquí that have been closed for the last 23 days due to the protests rejecting the renewal of the contract with Minera Panama were gradually reopened. The road will now be open for about 12 hours, according to the indigenous people of the Nagabe Buque region. Dozens of trucks with agriculture merchandise coming from Tierra Alta began to leave early in the morning from David to Panama, monitored by the national police. Meanwhile, the trucks that had been stranded for 20 days at the closure points in eastern Chiriquí, heading to David, began to circulate. The authorities hope that the trucks with agricultural cargo will soon arrive in the capital after weeks of shortages. Most supermarkets don't have any vegetables, such as lettuce, tomato, cabbage, carrots, potatoes, among others. Additionally, the prices of these products have been increasing. Minera Panama, the subsidiary of the Canadian First Quantum, reported on Monday that it began to reduce its mineral processing capacity. Through a statement, the concession company for the Cobre Panama project alleged that the reduction in operations is due to an illegal blockage caused by small vessels in the mine's Punta Rincón port in Colón. Illegal actions at the port have affected the delivery of supplies to the power generation plant, which is necessary for full operation and for the safe management of the environment, including the operation and maintenance of the tailings management facility. In addition, illegal actions have hindered the loading of copper concentrate onto ships. the company detailed. Beyond the specific effects of the closures, First Quantum has lost more than 40% of its value since President Laurentino Cortizo called for a public consultation on the mining contract. Their shares plummeted while mining activity faces fierce opposition from the citizens, environmental groups, indigenous people and unionized workers. There is widespread discontent over the approval of the contract, the terms reached and the possible irreparable environmental damage during the term of the agreement for 20 years extendable. In the event that normal activities at the port are not restored, the decrease in mineral processing at Cobre Panama will have a direct impact on more than 7,000 employees and contractors, as well as another 40,000 people whose livelihoods directly depend on the provision of services to the mine, said the company. Minera Panama detailed that they are adopting a systematic and responsible approach to adjust their operations based on these circumstances. Currently, there are 9 unconstitutionality lawsuits filed in the Supreme Court of Justice against Law 406 of October of this year, which renewed the contract between Minera Panama and the Panamanian state. At the same time, various groups in the country maintained their protest actions against rejecting the contract, which has generated a social crisis. Street closures, clashes and riots in the country have resulted in the death of 4 people and more than 1,000 detainees. The logistics sector, which covers land, sea and air, merchandise transportation, processes, customs agents, warehouses, importers and exporters, accumulates losses of $200 million per day due to transportation that has not been able to move due to the blockages, which adds to the amount of payment resources to employees and workers that has also been harmed. Hugo Torrijos, president of the Logistics Business Council, pointed out that in almost 23 days or 3 weeks of blockades, those losses for both the logistics industry and the economy in general amount to between $1 billion and $1.5 billion. We need to free the country. The partial opening of the roads does not help the country to recover normality and comply with local and international trade dispatches. Torrijos explained that surcharges are between $100 and $350 a day and fines are estimated for each container that is not returned or delivered on time to the shipping companies. It also indicates that the country is ceasing to be a reliable supplier with these blockades that impact both transportation to Central America and the transshipment of merchandise and goods to other countries because, although maritime transportation is not paralyzed, the arrival of containers and the departure of the merchandise that is shipped by land has been delayed. The delay of cargo transported by land harms the country's entire logistics train. It was recalled that the logistics sector, which includes maritime activity, land and air cargo transportation, generated more than 135,000 jobs in 2015, and in recent years it has increased 30%, so it may be covering between 150,000 to 200,000 direct jobs. This situation has an international impact, since a country is losing customers who prefer to go to other markets to transport their merchandise. The administration attorney, Rigoberto Gonzalez, sent 3 other opinions to the Supreme Court of Justice in which he insists that Law 406 of October the 20th of this year, which adopts a contract with Minera Panama, is unconstitutional. Gonzalez's criteria are set out in 3 writings in which he issues a concept within the unconstitutionality claims against Law 406, promoted by Martin Molino, Ernesto Cedeño, and a group of lawyers including Harry Diaz and Ariel Corbetti, among others. The 3 opinions were issued on the 9th of November. It is the 4th time now that Attorney General Gonzalez issues a ruling in relation to Law 406. He previously did so as part of the unconstitutionality lawsuit presented by Juan Ramón Sevillano. Both Gonzalez and the Attorney General, Javier Caraballo, have already warned the court that this rule conflicts with several articles of the Constitution. In total, the court has admitted 9 lawsuits against Law 406. And lastly, Sikh and thou shalt not find. About 6 subjects robbed the safe of the branch of the National Charity Lottery of Los Pueblos early on Monday. This was confirmed by the institution. The incident occurred at around 2:26 a.m. The Social Security agent was gagged. Now, according to the entity, inside the safe, there was only documentation from the Treasury Department. They were unable to take any money or lottery tickets. No luck there. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office reported that it began investigation proceedings after the robbery. Well, that's it. There are some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's programme.